Our whole life, from the cradle to the grave, is made up of making choices and choosing things. From the time we wake up in the morning to the time we go to sleep at night, we're making choices. We're making decisions. Some choices are more important than others. When we wake up, do we get up straight away or do we have a lie in? What do we wear for the day? Do we get dressed before breakfast or after? And I'm sure you can think of many other things you have to think about for that day. What choices, I wonder, have you had to make already today? Whether to come to church, maybe, or stay at home. Perhaps you had to make a big decision where to sit in the church. I had a friend who went to a church in Edmonton, sat in a seat, and somebody came up to him. The church was quite empty, but this lady came up to him and said, "Excuse me, sir, you're sitting in my seat." So he promptly got up and walked out the church and never went back there. But we're making decisions all day. Some choices are more important to make than others, aren't they? Where to go on holiday? What school or university to go to? What exams should we take? What job to get? Getting serious now, whom to marry, where to live, and many other choices we have to make. At this time of the Olympic Games, I'm reminded of a man, and you probably know him better than I do, that had to make a very big choice in his life. His name was Eric Liddell. They made a film all about him. You can probably remember about his life, and it was called Chariots of Fire. If you've watched or you've been to the Olympic Games, you must have heard that tune from that film played over and over again, but it still stirs you, doesn't it? Well, Eric Liddell was a very good runner. Some said the best in the world at that time for the 1 mile. He'd run very hard and he'd trained very hard for the event. And lots of people expected him to make a gold medal or win a good gold medal for that event. Unfortunately, he suddenly found out that the final for the 100 metres was to be run on a Sunday. Eric Liddell was not only a very good runner, but he is also a very good Christian. He found that he had to make a choice. He had to make a decision. Did he run on the Sunday for a gold medal, or did he go to church to worship God and thank him for all the good things that God had done in his life? What a choice to have to make. A gold medal on one side or worshipping God on the other. But for Eric Liddell, there was no contest. He went to church. He didn't flinch. He didn't change. He didn't dither. He went to church. People called him a traitor to his country, and there was quite an outcry in the newspapers. And he even received death threats from people because he had pulled out and he hadn't gone for the medal. Did he make the right decision? I think he did. He chose wisely. He chose God over a running race. But he found out that the final for the 2 mile race was not going to be run on a Sunday, so he put his name down for that. And he hadn't trained for it. He'd never run 2 miles in a competitive race before, but he would go in for that. And yes, you can imagine what happens if you worship and serve God. God doesn't let you down. He not only won it and got the gold medal for that event, he always also broke the Olympic record for it. And he hadn't betrayed his God, his love of God, and God had served him well. There's one choice that everybody in this church today has had to make or will have to make in their lives, and that's whether to give complete control of their life to God or to keep it for themselves. I used to go to a church that at the front we didn't have a cross, we had a big text and it said this: "What do you think of Jesus?" So every time we went into the church and sat down, we were challenged. What do you think of Jesus? We had to make a choice what we thought about him. Matthew 22:42, you can find that. I made the choice when I was 10. But I had a distant aunt, I suppose she was an aunt of an aunt or something. But she didn't become a Christian. She had to go to the other side of the world, to Australia. And she became a Christian when she was in her 90s. She made the decision that late in life. But I can suggest to you that the greatest challenge, the greatest choice you'll have to make in your life, if you haven't already made it, is whether to accept Jesus into your life and give him complete control, or walk away from him and follow your own thing.